To ask what's new, that expression "es gibt" will also prove useful. First, though, how would you say to a close friend, "Hello, I haven't seen you for ages." For ages is seit langem, since a long time. So diving into the past with sehen, once again, "Hello, I haven't seen you for ages."
Hallo, ich habe dich seit langem nicht gesehen.
Hallo, ich habe dich seit langem nicht gesehen. Gut. And now, if you want to ask, what's new? In German you use es gibt and was for what? And you ask, what gives, what's new?
Was gibt's?
Genau, was gibt's? Was gibt es? Shortened to was gibt's? Apart from was gibt's, you'll also hear, gibt es etwas Neues bei dir? Is there anything new with you? Gibt es etwas Neues bei dir? This is usually shortened to gibt's was Neues bei dir? Let's break this down. Gibt es, is there, etwas Neues, something new, bei dir, by you, concerning you. You try. Ask Julia, is there anything new with you?
Julia, gibt es etwas Neues bei dir?
This etwas Neues expression is really handy, echt praktisch. Simply take any adjective you want, how about klein, give it a capital, add an es, which turns it into a das word, kleines, put etwas in front, and away you go, etwas kleines, something small. So how would you say something good?
Etwas Gutes.
Etwas Gutes. And something bad?
Etwas Schlechtes.
Yeah, etwas Schlechtes. And remembering komisch, which can mean strange or funny, something strange?
Etwas Komisches.
Gut, etwas Komisches. The good news is the same applies to nichts, nothing, viel, a lot, and its opposite, wenig, little. So, if interessant is interesting, how would you say nothing interesting?
Nichts Interessantes.
Nichts Interessantes. Now, in English we would say, I didn't hear anything interesting on the news today, but German would say, I heard nothing interesting. To hear, hören, is a regular good guy when it dives into the past. So you try. I didn't hear anything interesting.
Ich habe nichts Interessantes gehört.
Ich habe nichts Interessantes gehört. On the news is in den Nachrichten. So, starting with heute, how would you say, I didn't hear anything interesting on the news today?
Heute habe ich nichts Interessantes in den Nachrichten gehört.
Heute habe ich nichts Interessantes in den Nachrichten gehört. What about? She'd like to buy something cheap in the supermarket. Remember, if you use a handle like möchte here, you don't need a zu before the whole verb. In the supermarket is im Supermarkt and cheap is billig, B-I-L-L-I-G. So once again, she would like to buy something cheap in the supermarket.
Sie möchte etwas Billiges im Supermarkt kaufen.
Sie möchte etwas Billiges im Supermarkt kaufen. And if hot, highly seasoned, is scharf, think of our word sharp. How would you say, she's not allowed to eat anything hot? Think this one through. To be allowed to is another handle. Which one will you grab? Dürfen, yes. How would you now say she is allowed to? Sie darf. Now add eat nothing hot. Nichts scharfes essen. Now, all together, she isn't allowed to eat anything hot. Or she is allowed to eat nothing hot.
Sie darf nichts scharfes essen.
Gut gemacht. Well done. One last example. I always eat the same Today I want something different. If the same is dasselbe, spelled as one word, dasselbe, how would you say, I always eat the same?
Ich esse immer dasselbe.
Ich esse immer dasselbe. And if something different is etwas anderes, how would you say, today I want something different?
Heute will ich etwas anderes.
Heute will ich etwas anderes. Now, putting that together, I always eat the same, today I want something different.
Ich esse immer dasselbe, heute will ich etwas anderes.
Ich esse immer dasselbe, heute will ich etwas anderes.